Blog Talk Radio.
You gonna be up an hour?
Welcome.
I'm gonna do a radio show. I'll call you back.
The Heart of Love Radio Show. All right. With
Gene Wright.
The Heart
of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
How you guys doing tonight? This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the DC Baltimore area. I hope you guys are having a good night tonight. So many things are happening in my life personally. One of the things I want to say is that when you feel as if there's nothing else left you can do. It's great to know that God gives us his word to stand on and some great music. So I hope you guys are ready to be encouraged today, because that's what I want us to do. I want us to be encouraged, and we'll get things started right now with All I Need Is You by Erica Campbell. This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Sit back and relax. And I'll be back with hopefully some inspirational words of encouragement for you.
All right. The next part of this idea was,
looking for mercy, I found grace. Heaven. Looking for love, and I found love. Looking for healing, I found love. Looking for joy, and I found your strength was just enough. And all I need is you.
All I need is you.
Everything I told myself was all a lie. I didn't want
I apologize for that that interruption.
All right. The next part of this idea was
looking for mercy, I found grace.
Now I know how I didn't know.
This is G Wright. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. That was Erica Campbell with All I Need Is You. I wanted to apologize for the technical difficulties we had earlier. But I just want to talk today from my heart. Well, so many things are just going, just happening right now. You know, one of my best friends passed away. Someone from church, whom I love, she passed away. Dad has found out less than an hour ago that a cousin passed away. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. And I just want to just encourage you guys that even in the midst of what you're going through or what you might feel that you're going through, the Word of God tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. You know, in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, it reads as this. It reads as follows. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I just want to encourage you today, if you were to label this or title this message, choose to rejoice. Sometimes in the most difficult times in our lives, we have to rejoice. When Paul says it to the Church of Philippi, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. We're not rejoicing because of the things he's done. We rejoice because of who he is. He's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Jehovah Shalom, your peace. You know, and rejoice in him always. It didn't say sometimes. It didn't say rejoice when things are good. It said always. And always means it's continuous. This type of rejoicing is not like a one-time thing where we rejoice in the Lord on Sunday mornings, and then the rest of the week we don't rejoice. But we rejoice in practice on Wednesdays, and then wait till Sunday, and then we rejoice again. Now, this type of rejoice that we're rejoicing all the time. This is the type of rejoicing that you take the chance, you take the time out to, on purpose, to lift your hands up and say, "I will rejoice. I will rejoice." And you know, God's calling us to rejoice. You know, we've got to rejoice. In this time right now, our hearts might be heavy, but you know, wherever you are, no matter what you're going through, sometimes you just have to lift your hands up and say, "Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I bless you. I honor you. Thank you for being Lord. Thank you for being in control of my life." Because there's nothing like feeling like you're out of control. There's no worse feeling than feeling as if you are out of control, or you're losing control, or you're about to lose control, or it seems as if you're being hit from the left to right, north, south, east, and west. And then open up your book to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, where it says rejoice, where it says rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. You know, when you're positive and you speak life into your situation, regardless of what you're going through, you're walking by that faith. But if you start rejoicing, you start looking at the things that you feel that things that aren't happening the way you want them to, sometimes you lose the blessing of God, you lose the peace of God. You know, we have to rejoice always. It's not just one thing, one time a week. I rejoice when I go to church, or I rejoice when something good happens. What about when something bad happens? What about when disappointments come our way? How can we rejoice? You have to make a choice. I choose to rejoice. Then you might say, well, what does it mean to rejoice? To rejoice means to praise the Lord. It means to give thanks. It means to praise him. It means to worship him. It means to be joyful, rejoice in who he is. He is I am. Everything you need, you can find in I am. You know, verse 5 says, let your gentleness be evident to all. Let your gentleness be evident to all. You know, people, when they see us, they see you and they see me and we say we love the Lord and things like that. They're looking to see what's different. What's so different about us? What's so different about our lives? What's unique about us? Let your gentleness be evident to all. When people see you, they come across you, they don't even necessarily know what you're going through unless they ask. When I say that, I say this. It says, let your gentleness be evident to all. People should be able to see Christ in us. If we're negative and we're negative, we don't have that hope. You know, then people begin to wonder, well, why should I go to church? Why should I try to have a relationship with God? Now, mind you, God has given us all emotions. We can be angry, but sin not. There's a time for everything. It says that in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a time and place for everything. There's a time and season for everything. There's time to rejoice. There's a time to mourn. There's a time. But I just want to encourage you that regardless of what you're going through, you can choose to rejoice. I say to choose to rejoice. And when you're rejoicing, rejoice with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Rejoice because of who he is. And if you say, well, who is he in my life? I just want you to look and see how far you've come today. Some people have left. They've gone back home. They're not with us on this side. But we still have the opportunity to live and serve God. Rejoice. Rejoice through your pain. Rejoice through your hurt. Rejoice in your mourning. Because guess what? One day, you're going to see your loved ones. One day, I'm going to see my loved ones. Lord willingly. And when you go about your day, let people see Christ in you. Let them not see everything that you're going through. Because sometimes, you know, we can go through things and sometimes we look like we're going through. But when you can still be respectful and still be nice and hospitable, even though the lights might be turned off, even though you might have an eviction notice, you're still allowing people to see Christ in you. You might be mourning, but you're still allowing people to see Christ in you. Choose to rejoice. Choose to rejoice.
Come on, use your key. Use your key. There is power in the name.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Tim said, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name. Break every chain, break every chain. Oh, oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
That's it, there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in.
There is power,
there is power
in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an all.
I hear the chains falling. This is G right here listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. Come to you live from the D.C. area, D.C. Baltimore area. I still say D.C. area. The guest calling number is 657-383-1935. If you're just listening, today's topic is choosing to rejoice. I'm saying basically, you know, choosing to rejoice, first of all, it is a choice. It's a choice that we can make. And it's rejoicing. It's not the type of rejoicing that we just rejoice one time. It's living a lifestyle of rejoicing. In the midst of the good times, in the midst of the bad times, in the midst of the ups, in the midst of the lows. I just want to encourage you today by reading Philippians 4:4-7, when you get the opportunity, that Paul has been writing the church. He wrote the church of Philippi, and this rejoicing is a type of continuous rejoicing. It's not a one time; it's a continuous thing. It's a lifestyle of rejoicing. It's so easy for us to fall into the trap of complaining about the things that we're going through, complaining about situations and things that we are dealing with. It's so easy to fall into that trap. But I'm going to tell you this. One person reminded me earlier today, a friend of mine, and she just said, Gregory, she said, look what God has done. Even in the midst of everything you're going through, even in the midst of everything you're going through, you're still here. You're still on this side of the living. You might be going through, but you still have the things you've been blessed with. Some people don't even have that. Sometimes we have to remember not to forget to rejoice when things are good. You know, we love to rejoice when things are good, but you don't know what you're really made of or the type of character you possess until you really go through, and then you have to still rejoice even in the midst of your pain. And you're rejoicing knowing that God is in control. Just knowing that God is still God. Sometimes we don't understand everything that happens and why it happens, but God is still God. He still doesn't change or negate who he is. He is I am. In verse 6 of chapter 4 of Philippians, Paul wrote, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Do not be anxious about anything. You know, something, you read the Word of God, and then you look at what's going on, and you might look and see what's going on, and even in your personal life. You know, anxiety. A lot of people have suffered with anxiety. But here it is in the Word of God. It says, be anxious. Do not be anxious about anything. You know, in choosing to rejoice, you've got to trust that God has you. You have to be able to trust. And I know it. I understand it. When you're going through something, sometimes it feels as if it's hard to look at tomorrow because today seems so bad. It's so hard to rejoice because today, what you're experiencing, what I'm experiencing, appears to be so bad. And that's where the enemy traps so many people, even children of God. Because he makes the situation appear in our eyes as if it's too much that we cannot handle. I cannot handle this, Lord. I cannot handle going through this. I cannot handle this situation. It's too much for me. But here it says in the Word of God, do not be anxious about anything. That takes a certain level of trust That takes a certain level of faith to say, you know what? I know my today looks impossible, but I serve a God who is possible. I serve a God who is able. You serve a God who is who has endless possibilities. It says, but in everything, that means in every aspect of your life, by prayer and petition. But sometimes God, in choosing to rejoice, God wants to hear us pray to him, ask him. It's like, sometimes I feel like having seen parents with their children, sometimes I think parents just want to know that your parents know what you need. Your parents know what you need. So if your parents know what you need, you know God knows what you need. But in the relationship between parent and child, sometimes the parent just wants the child to ask for help. Likewise, sometimes God wants us to pray and bring our petition. Lord, I really need you to work through this situation. You know, you have to give God permission. I mean, God's going to move in your life. He's going to do what he's going to do, but sometimes God wants to see that you are making an effort because he's given us free will. And sometimes, you know, we have to release our angels, give them permission to work on our behalf. The Lord, do not be anxious about anything, but everything by prayer and petition, your request, with thanksgiving. So you're thanking God for what you're believing he's going to do. You're thanking him for who he is. You praise him because you know that he has your back. You know that he hears your prayers, and you believe that. It says present your request to God. So by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, offering those things together, present your request to God. So that means you go before God with a grateful heart, with thanksgiving, in prayer, with your request. All those three things together. So when you choose to rejoice and you enter before God, pray. Talk to your Heavenly Father. You know, I think we're in such a time where God wants us to be real. Be real with them. Lord, I'm going through right now, and I need your help. And sometimes God just wants to hear you say, I need your help. Why? Because sometimes we stop rejoicing. We stop living a lifestyle of rejoicing because what we believe God wants us to do. We're trying to do God's work. We were created to worship him and serve him. Allow him to be God in your life. Allow God to be in control. Surrender your control and rejoice through your circumstance. Press your way through your circumstance with thanksgiving. Just be real with God. Just be real. Lord, I need you. I need you right now. I need you.
declares in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 25, verse 23. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. What is this telling us? Stay faithful in our service to him, our commitment, our worship, our walk. If we do these things, he'll make us ruler over many.
This is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. That was Faithful. That was Dorinda Clark Cole. And I just wanted to say this. You know, choosing to rejoice. You have a choice. You have an opportunity to rejoice. You have the opportunity to rejoice. You have the opportunity to lift your hands up and say, thank you. Lord, my heart might be hurting right now, but I thank you. God, it might appear that things are just unraveling all around me, but thank you. Because God does not forsake his children. So you might be somewhere, you might be feeling like, you know, this is the perfect time for you to go into depression. I just want to encourage you, if that's you, to remember what you have. Remember what God is, who God is. And just think about it. Things could be a lot worse. But those who are mourning, if you had people who passed, loved ones who passed away recently, they have three so far this in the span of a week. And if you don't know Jesus, I'll say this, I'm going to flip that around. If you know Jesus, if you believe in God, you believe the word of God to be true and the infallible word of God, then you can rejoice because one day you will see your loved ones again. One day you will see them again. Rejoice. Choose to rejoice. Live a lifestyle of rejoicing. And you rejoice. Don't be anxious worrying about everything else. God's got you. And in everything you do, you present your prayers and your petitions before God, do it with thanksgiving. And then it says in verse 7 of Philippians chapter 4, it says, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Hold on to your peace. In the midst of your storm, hold on to your peace. In the midst of your circumstance, hold on to your peace. In the midst of your mourning, hold on to your peace. And the peace, not the peace, a man-made peace, but the peace of God. Hallelujah. We're not talking about a man-made peace. We're not talking about a peace fabricated by feel-good sensations. We're talking about peace in the midst of a storm where people are looking at you like, how can you be so calm? You should have lost your mind by now. You should have thrown yourself over the bridge by now. You should have sunk to the ground. You should be in this state where you have your head up. We're not talking about that man-made peace, superficial peace. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God will keep you. Hallelujah. The peace of God will keep you. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. I want you to understand something today, that choosing to rejoice, I'm not saying it's an easy thing. Sometimes you have to make decisions, and your mind cannot comprehend decisions that you're making. Sometimes people cannot comprehend the decisions that you are making in your life. But when you have the peace of God that passes all understanding, we have the peace of God, that peace will keep you. God's peace will hold you. God's peace will shield you through Christ Jesus. How can I choose to rejoice? Because there's a peace that surpasses all understanding. There's a peace that goes beyond what you can imagine. There's a peace that only God can give you. And I just want to encourage you today, because you might be trying to put your mind through one superficial things. You might be trying to put your mind in a superficial type of peace. But the peace of God will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That means you got to stay in Christ Jesus. You cannot have the peace of God without Christ Jesus. You cannot experience the peace of God without a relationship in Christ Jesus. For Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. He's the life. He's the light of the world. I just want to encourage you today that as you choose to rejoice, I want to encourage you that in your rejoicing, you're taking your prayers and petitions with thanksgiving unto the Lord. In return, his peace will keep you. And his peace, people might not be able to understand how you can have peace. People might not be able to understand how you can have joy and how you can rejoice in your pain. But I want you to understand something today, that God loves you. If you need to be renewed, he will renew you. And sometimes, guys, you just got to say, Lord, I need your spirit. If you feel like, Lord, I want to rejoice, but I feel like I'm having a hard time rejoicing, I'm having a hard time getting to that place of rejoicing, sometimes you have to lift up your voice and tell him, I need your spirit.
I need your spirit to fall fresh on me. I need your spirit to give me the strength I need. When I fall on my knees, I know that you will rescue me. I need your Holy Spirit down in my soul. I need your love, dear
Amen, amen, amen. I need your spirit. Hallelujah. That's Melody Daniels Walker. I tell you, by the end of that song, I just want to say hallelujah, praise you, Lord. That's what I'm going to say right now. Hallelujah, praise you, Lord. I'm G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. One of the things I want to tell you, I'm going to end the show with the Three Winans Brothers with If God Be For Us. You know, regardless of what you're going through today in your life, choose to rejoice. Make it a lifestyle. Rejoice in the good and bad times. You know the person of integrity who can rejoice when the times get rough. Don't stop murmuring. I want you, when you're going through, just think, this is a test that I want to make. This is a test I want to pass. Rejoice in the Lord continuously. And when you rejoice, I want you to know this. When you go before God, don't worry. Don't be anxious. And it's easier said than done. You know, I cannot just be a hearer of the word. I have to be a doer as well. Don't be anxious about anything. You have to have that trust. You know, you have to trust. And in everything you do, pray, give it your petition to God with thanksgiving. And in return, you guys, the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Have you ever been in one of those times, the places where you want to get holler and say, it's Jesus? I need your spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to comfort you. The Holy Spirit wants to transform your life and your mind. Don't allow yourself to become lost in your pain, lost in your circumstances. Make a decision to rejoice. Thank you, Lord, because of who you are. Thank you. Forgive me. Please forgive me for my sins. And give me a heart of thanksgiving. Thanking you for everything that I have in the good times and in the bad times. Perhaps that's your prayer today. Wherever you are right now, lift those hands up. And if you're in a place right now where you've been moping around and you've been complaining about your life, just say, Lord, please forgive me. And please give me a heart of thanksgiving. Then say your name. Choose to rejoice in the good times and in the bad times. And I thank you for the peace that you'll give me that will pass all understanding. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hope you guys were touched by my message tonight. Be encouraged. Please make this show a favorite of yours. Feel free to visit me at gwrightonline.com. I'm going to leave you with this. With this song, If God Be For Us, by the Three Winans Brothers. Please keep the Butler family, the Proctor family, as well as my family, the Wright family, but also the Goodines and the Richards and Richardsons and the Tallies in your prayers, as well as the prayers of so many other people who have family members who passed away or who are in the hospital. God bless you guys. And I'll see you again on Thursday from 6 to 7.
Destined, he also called. under whom you justify, he glorifies. So what do we say to all these things?
If God be for us,
then
who can be
all you brought me through.